Welcome to the Compliance Leadership Lounge. I'm Ross Ronan, your guide for insightful discussions in healthcare compliance. In our lounge, leaders and experts gather together to share their perspectives and wisdom. So grab a chair, make yourself comfortable, and join the conversation as we dive into the strategies and stories behind effective compliance leadership. Whether you're a CEO, board member, or a compliance enthusiast, you're in the right place to learn, grow, and lead with integrity. Welcome to our new podcast. This episode's titled New Horizons in Healthcare Compliance. Really wanted to put this Compliance Leadership Lounge together so that we can invite lots of executives, high-level individuals within healthcare so that we can have conversations about what they think is best from a compliance program standpoint. What are they looking for? How does it protect them as board members? How does it protect them as CEOs? How do they feel comfortable putting in a compliance program, who that compliance officer is reporting to, and how they see it being a strategic partner? We're really going to focus on, obviously, healthcare compliance, but it can translate across any type of business specialty. We really want to focus on leadership, and then how can we, as compliance officers, compliance programs, compliance executives, help spark innovation within healthcare compliance. As we talk through these different matters with the leaderships of the world, right, the CEOs and the boards, it's going to be very insightful. We're going to get some insight into what they think from their standpoint. What are they thinking every day when they go to work, when they go to a board meeting, when they have these conversations with the compliance individuals? And what does it mean for them? So we're going to really be able to tackle some really good things and have some very insightful discussions. It's not just CEOs and board members we're going to have on this program. It's going to be outside counsel. It's going to be people who are dealing with the federal government. Love to be able to have some federal government, the OIG, DOJ. We're going to reach out to them. Hopefully they'll accept our invite to have these conversations, because I think it's really important to know what both sides are doing and what it takes to really have this very strategic partner in a compliance program standpoint. I'm Ross Ronan, and my background is lengthy, nurse by trade, ICU and ER nurse. I also went to law school and then got into compliance, been in compliance for over 20 years and at the highest levels, very large healthcare organizations. And I've presented to and worked with lots of different board members across my career. They have been very influential on me. I can tell you 20 years ago, when I first started this, my conversations with board members were substantially different, and with CEOs, than they are today. A lot of that has to do with my experience level, what I've been through. I've handled about 9 corporate integrity agreements over my career. If you look at 20 years and 9, usually CIAs cover about 5 years. So that doesn't make a lot of sense, right? But at the end of the day, we had multiple ones at one time. My first compliance officer job, I did have a corporate integrity agreement. And my first conversation with the OIG on my second day of work. So you'll have all of this experience, have all of this information that I really like to share and have these meaningful conversations with the leaders in healthcare. We are going to focus on looking at the business as a whole. As a compliance program and a compliance executive, understanding what the CEOs, the boards are going through, understanding what federal prosecutors go through when they look at us, understanding how outside counsel can help us build this strategic relationship with the business as a whole is very important for us to dwell into. According to Deloitte, some key statistics here, over half of the organizations in the country view compliance as a business partner that's integral to strategy and showcasing the evolutionary role of compliance in a business operations. That means that we, as compliance individuals, have to understand what the business needs, what the business wants. That truly comes from the top levels of the organization. Without having those kind of conversations, it's really important to understand where we're coming from. When I first started many years ago, and I think 03, 04, or 05, somewhere around there, and I literally got in front of my first compliance committee of the board, and I'm having conversations with that board, I'm looking at them and I'm going, hey, what do I say? What do I look at? I look at my first presentations, right, to the board, and they were so unsophisticated. And I really wanted to look at it and go, God, I really did a good job back then. I looked at one the other day and I'm like, was I in fifth grade, 10th grade? Whatever am I, what am I drawing here? What am I drafting? What do these charts mean? They don't mean anything to me. Right now, they mean something. We communicate a message to them because what the business wants is someone strategic to their operations. And I remember one time I really was sitting across the table from a board member who was also owned a law firm. And at that time we were reporting to the general counsel. He was sitting next to me and I was standing in the middle. And every question that came up, that individual, that board member would direct it towards my general counsel. He's over here and the guy's like, hey, make sure that the company is doing compliance in this way and make sure that they're helping out where they need to go. And talking to my general counsel, I'm, hey, look at me. I'm over here. I'm the guy over here. I'm the chief compliance officer. You should be talking to me. Guess what? I didn't earn that. I didn't earn that right for that individual to have a conversation with me. I had just started. I hadn't had the conversation about, hey, this is what it takes to be a strategic partner. This is what it takes to be a compliance executive. I understand the business. I really want to know where you would like to go with it. At the end of the day, 2-3 quarters later, he starts talking to me, right? And we start having that conversation and we start going down the road of becoming that individual who is a strategic partner. So it's very important to know that compliance is developing, it's evolving. And this podcast is really going to focus on having those interactions with those executives and then really understanding what the ask is from them so that we can actually do better as compliance programs. Why are we doing this? It's so important these days. DOJ came out with guidance, I think it was June 2020. OIG just redid their guidance. And what we're seeing is a lot more enforcement actions. We're seeing a lot more effort being placed in the compliance realm. A lot of private equity groups are seeing some enforcement actions against them. They're considered part of the roll-up from that standpoint, and they're looking at them. They're going after them. They're going after individuals who are not participating in the compliance efforts, and they're not really understanding how and when we need compliance programs and what that actually means. Post-COVID, starting in 2020 and getting into 2023, was when the regulations went away. There was a lot of stuff being done during COVID time periods because the government allowed it. The regulations allowed for these exceptions. They allowed for people to do things that they wouldn't normally do. Telehealth, telemedicine was a big one. Doing emergency department visits through telehealth and telemedicine. This episode of the Compliance Leadership Lounge is brought to you by Ronan Healthcare Consultants. At Ronan Healthcare Consultants, we believe in transforming healthcare compliance from a checkbox attitude to a strategic advantage. With decades of expertise, our team of consultants provides innovative solutions tailored to your organization's unique needs. We don't just help you meet your standards, we elevate your business, ensuring ethical practices are at the heart of what you do. Whether you're navigating complex regulations or seeking to enhance your compliance strategy, Ronan Healthcare Consultants is your partner in achieving excellence in healthcare compliance. Ronan Healthcare Consultants, redefining compliance, empowering leadership. Visit us at www.ronanhc.com to learn more. Now back to the show. That's crazy, right? Those are crazy talks. But now we're actually seeing a lot of enforcement actions. And that's why the OIG redid their guidance to healthcare entities, was so that people can turn around and go, hey, by the way, what does it take to be a real compliance program? And how is it received from the top-down standpoint? The DOJ side of the house, when they came out with their guidance in 2020, it wasn't really guidance to us. It was guidance to their surveyors. It was really like, how is the Department of Justice going to evaluate a company and understand what they are complying with or what they're not? How does it run? Who's it report to? Are they involving board members? Are they involving leadership? Are they involving things of that nature from a top-down? And if the answer is no, there is no interaction. They're really not part of the solution. They're just part of the problem, especially board members or private equity or anybody else. Then they're going to not give them credit. They're going to not let them be successful in mitigating the issues. All the complexities related to healthcare regulations is probably one of the top five most regulated industries in the country right? You got airlines, you got healthcare, you got insurance, you got all these other things. Healthcare is one of the most regulated pieces because it deals with the federal healthcare program, the Medicare, Medicaid, right? So it's very hard to navigate these complexities as a compliance officer, as a compliance executive, listening and understanding and being part of this group of high level, strong leadership with the CEO and the boards and your general counsels and the financial officers is important to be able to have this collaboration. We all want as compliance executives to sit at the table. That's a common theme when it comes to that. And you got to earn your way. You got to earn your way by listening, by talking, to having fulsome conversations with the leadership. So what we really want to do from a podcast standpoint is really provide that expert, you know, insight into what am I thinking as a leader? What am I, not as a compliance leader, but what am I thinking as a leader in healthcare? Whether it's a leader in legal and law, whether it's a leader in the private equity world, a leader in boards, a leader at a company, what am I trying to accomplish here? What are my insights? I want to be able to give you all an understanding of this is what's going on in their heads. I get to talk to board members a lot, right? I get to sit and present to board members every quarter, lots and lots of them. So I get to ask them questions. I get to understand what they're looking for. I know what they're saying to me. And they're saying, I don't like that. I don't like this. Hey, by the way, you're just a speed bump here. You're standing in the road of us growing. Why don't you figure out how we can instead of telling us how we can't? This is how you get there. You can't break the laws. You can't do any of those things. But 95% of the time, you can figure out a way to do things ethically and with integrity. And we're going to really hear that expert insights into what it takes for a compliance leader, a healthcare leader, to talk through it. We'll also talk about some trends within healthcare compliance. How does it look? What is the trajectory for compliance? It's a very hot area to be these days. Everybody needs it. They should always have it. You know, 10 years ago, it was a kind of an iffy, maybe, yeah, you should have it, maybe not should have it. Nowadays, it's almost a must. Protecting private equity investments, protecting board members, protecting CEOs, protecting the company itself, and protecting compliance officers. There's some liability from a compliance officer standpoint. So we're going to really talk about those insights from the experts. We're going to talk about real world strategies, what's happened in the world that we're going to have to deal with, and then really go down that path. Some upcoming kind of topics and subjects we're going to talk through. Really love to be able to have some high level conversations with outside counsel that deal with stuff on a daily basis. And obviously we won't be able to talk about specific cases or specific matters that have happened, but the experience that we've seen as compliance executives and outside counsel and dealing with very high level healthcare entities or systems, whatever it may be, there's great insight into those and listening to what happens and how do you mitigate those actions? How do you mitigate those steps is really important. I really want to focus on a lot of those kind of conversations. Additionally, I want to talk to board members. I'm going to talk about, hey, board member for XYZ, you're responsible for the compliance committee. Tell me what it would take for you to get comfortable with having a conversation, not just maybe once a quarter, but how is it going to portray? So one of those kind of interviews that happens. CEOs, we're going to talk to CEOs. We're going to get all kinds of perspectives about CEOs from maybe home healthcare companies to medical staff offices or management services organizations, whether it's dentistry or physician or cardiology or vein therapy, or doesn't matter what it is, right? I want to have some conversations with those CEOs to go, what are you looking for at the end of the day? Because most of the time you don't get to hear those. And then on the other side of it, I'd love to be able to have conversations. We're reaching out to the Department of Justice, the OIG. 9 times out of 10, they're not allowed to go on podcasts, but we'll see what happens. I really want to pick their brain about what does it take to not just be a compliance officer, compliance program, but to be the strategic partner so that they know that this company is consistent. It's really, really wants to be the leader, the benchmark for everybody else to be able to follow, especially in their eyes. I've had lots of conversations with monitors and the Department of Justice and the OIG in certain cases. And at some point in time, you get to the point where you're like, hey, we've ran this program. We've run all kinds of programs in the past. You've talked to us before. We're coming in and we're taking care of this because we do things the right way and we're a strategic partner. And they go, thank God you're here. Okay, do the things that you've done before and make sure we feel comfortable. Having those kind of interviews and conversations are the things that I really want to have on an upcoming podcast. So stay tuned. There's lots that we want to talk through and just really have these active, really innovative, strategic conversations. And every episode is going to last about 30 minutes. Every episode is going to be about a 30-minute interview, and they're going to be released every Thursday. We appreciate your time. This is going to be a fabulous podcast. I hope that you find it interesting and engaging. Give me anything that you have, any feedback that you have. Subscribe to us, share these podcasts. Really want to get the message out about how to be excellent in compliance, how to raise it to the next level. I really hope that you join us for our future episodes because it'll be great. Let me know, chat them, email them, whatever it may be. Let us know where we're at, and I appreciate your time. Thank you for spending your time with us in the Compliance Leadership Lounge. I'm Ross Ronan, and it's been an honor to host today's insightful discussion. If you've enjoyed our conversation, please subscribe, leave a review, and share this podcast with your network. Your engagement helps us continue to bring in-depth and influential content in the world of healthcare compliance. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we further explore leadership dynamics and compliance. Until then, remember, effective compliance is about leading with integrity, and leadership is about making a difference.